beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on
Dubious Intent.
So have that too, not just for your feet, but for your pits as well. If you've been watching my channel for a while, you probably have seen pit stains on me at some point. I'm a sweaty person. What can I say? I sweat. My body releases liquids.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Horny Goatweed. If you would like to combine three words that seemingly have nothing to do with each other, but hey, it's got goat in it, and we like goat, so that's kind of cool. But hey, you know, check them out, hornygoatweed.com, and don't forget the UC Special Listener checkout code DI Plus for a headbutting discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined from the horny goatweed-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
You know, technically that... Hello, Daniel. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you for asking.
And technically, that may or may not be true. I was horny last night. I took care of it. There were no goats involved.
There were no goats.
Actually, there was no weed involved either. But one of those three words...
So one, literally 33%. An F in, academia.
We had the horny part last night.
The horny part.
Yeah.
But no goats.
Nope. No goats. We do have goats.
It wasn't like right at the climax. It was, you know.
Nah.
Okay, just checking.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like that at all. It was, you know, it was one of those, you know, married couple sort of things. We're not married, but we'll just say married couple. You know, you go to bed, you've sat your fat ass on the couch for like 5 hours watching, you know, binge watching some horrible television show.
Yeah.
You're falling asleep on the couch. You like go into the bedroom and you lay down, you've brushed your teeth, you've done all that. And then you decide, I think I might be a little in the mood. I wonder if they're in the mood, you know?
Wow.
I mean, I wonder if, you know, and the lights are already out and you just kind of start doing it because you're like, well, you know, maybe, you know, and then it just works out. And then, you know,
this is fascinating.
And then he tickles me when we're done, because that's how it works, because we have this thing that when we're done, he has to tickle me. So he like holds me down in the bed and tickles me.
Just like, it's like, oh my God, it's killing me. It's like, it's my New Year's resolution not to interrupt you as much, but I'm just like,
I didn't know.
This is what happens. This is what happens when I don't interrupt Adam. We just says the TMI section of the show. Because he tickled me, and because we have this little game, you see. And on Tuesdays and on Thursdays, he tickles me. But on Wednesdays and Fridays, I tickle him. But on Saturdays, it's a free for all, and who knows what could happen.
Look. I'm serious. We've been together for how long? 5 years.
It feels
like
much
that.
Longer than that. Yes, you and Mittens have been within. Okay. We've been doing this show longer than you and Mittens, because that's why he's Mittens, is because when you first started dating him, right? We didn't want to use his name.
We had been doing the show for about 6 months.
Yeah, we had been doing the show for a while. So,
literally the entire time we've been together, it's have an orgasm, get tickled until I fall out of the bed. Every time, I hate it.
Every time, without fail.
And I'm more ticklish right at that moment as well. It's horrible. Wow. Anyway,
so that's five or six times, then, right?
Huh?
You said every time. So it's like five or six times. 5 years is like five or six times. You have the sex once a year.
Right.
And I don't even know what show I was. I was going for some joke, and I was distracted by the chat room. Speaking of which, Adam, it is 9:16 PM on a Sunday evening, and that can of course mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us this evening?
We have Turnip. I can't do it. Turnip head. We have DI Plus Mega Fan. We have Mags. We have RT Cruiser. We have Sater 69. We have Sation 17 Toppy Smelly, TT and SFO, AFK, and the Good Humor Penguin. Oh, happy God. Birthday.
If somebody doesn't turn that into a ringtone, they absolutely need to.
I'm not a voice actor, but it's something like that, right?
It's like the ghost of Ellie Mae Clampett, who's like, turnip head.
Turnip head.
That's amazing. As the chat room has already figured out, we'd like to say a very special thank you to Bro Moose for calling in, for sending us that previously on DI Plus. Previously on Dubious Intent recording this evening. This is hard. For those of you who may not be old to the show, maybe you may be new to the show, we were DI Plus, now we're Dubious Intent. See, we're switching names, and it's very difficult because there's so much entrenched with that.
We've repainted.
We hung
some new drapes.
It was a really shitty job. Every so often you go like, oh wait, no, there's some teal there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just
there's still some painter's tape left in the corners.
That's not painter's tape. That's where I came. Anyway, I don't know.
Your cum is blue.
Yeah. Depending on what I ate. Anyway, so the thing that I was going to say, Adam, was thank you for Bro Moose for doing that. If you would like to send in your own recording for us, we would appreciate it. You can just email it to contact@dubiousintent.com. Wow, that was words. That was many words.
Yeah, do that. I'm sorry, I couldn't speak. I was drinking my coffee.
So. Oh, I was looking at the Trello, so I did not see you. You know what, Adam? We got a big full show this evening, including a mystery.
A mystery.
A mystery. And
wait.
Yes.
Does It's All About Me have any segment with the word mystery in it? Because you can't use the word.
Because they've copyrighted mystery. No, here's the thing. It is actually about their show. It's All About Me. So let's call it a mystery me.
We could call it a mystery.
A mystery. A mystery musical. No, that would be on the Seder show. What was I going to say? So I was going to say was we also might play a game tonight. I don't know. Did you do your assignment?
Yes.
So there's this YouTube meme that's been going around. I don't know if you've seen this. It's the lip reading challenge where one person in the video wears headphones and the other one's, says phrases from movies and they have to try to guess just by lip reading. And it occurred to me as I was watching one of these videos the other day, I was like, you know what? Adam and I are in a unique situation where technically, and I don't mean that like in, technically he's a woman. No, using technology, we actually have the ability to mute each other out.
That's
without,
so geeky of you, because I know.
Without it affecting the stream.
It wasn't at all. Listen, folks, it had nothing to do with, oh, this is a really cute idea. This will be great content for the show.
Right,
this is how Daniel's mind works.
Yeah.
Oh, I have him coming through this channel that I can so totally like mute from my headphones,
right, yeah.
But the chat room can still hear. Oh, that would be awesome. Technically.
It would be very weak. It would be very geeky. And so we are going to play the lip sync challenge. It'll be fun for you guys because you'll be able to hear us as normal. We just won't be able to hear the other person during that time. So it should be fun. And maybe we'll get to that. I don't know. Apparently now we have a time.
No, I wasn't saying we have a time. I'm just saying you said we had never gone to 2 hours, and I believe we have.
I didn't say never. I said it's been a very long time since we've gone to 2 hours. It's neither here nor there, Adam. What is here and there is this Facebook. Are you familiar with this Facebook?
I'm familiar with a Facebook, yes.
it's the Facebook. Someone on Facebook, and I won't mention them because I don't want to, embarrass them. But someone on Facebook the other day was like, don't you hate it when satellite radio, blah, 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 blah. And my first reaction, oh my God, who is it that's paying for satellite? It's 2016. It's like, who is it that's paying for satellite radio?
You know, funny you should say that.
Yes. You pay for satellite radio?
I don't. I do not yet. But
oh my God.
I like talk radio. I like talk radio. And there is a, now, albeit shitty, GLBTQFYZ station on Sirius called OutQ.
Yes.
And I don't even know if they're still hosts because I haven't listened to it in forever. And I think I've mentioned this on the show. But I used to listen to a show called The Derek and Romaine Show on OutQ. And they had a chat room. And it was one of those chat rooms where the people in the chat room could have webcams. And so I used to get naked and like do things on the camera so that A, the other people in the chat room would watch me and like give me attention, but also so that I might get mentioned on air. Mm-hmm. And I will have you know that I was mentioned on air more than one occasion for some of the things that I was doing.
Well, there you go.
And I was thinking, well, you know, I could not do that because I've grown out of that stage of my life. But I could listen to OutKue again, you know.
Well, actually, you'll be happy to know that Derek and Romaine are not on OutKue anymore. In fact, they got wise to the fact when they got fired and said, hey, you know what? There's this thing called the internet where we could do our show there and people could just pay us directly. So you could actually go to DerekAndRomaine.com and you can see they're Derek and Romaine 2.0, the hottest talk in talk radio, which is
not on the radio.
It's a free podcast. I mean, they stream it live. They do it live. They do it live just like we do.
They have a Patreon?
probably. I'm going to guess they do. But anyway, so you see that. I'm just, all right, here's my point is that there's virtually nothing that you can do on satellite radio that you can't do on the internet. And to me, I'm just one of those people. I always want things to move forward. It's like here's a fascinating statistic for you, Adam. Just guess how many people are still subscribed to AOL dial-up?
It's probably a lot.
No, just go ahead. Guess a number. People that still pay $19.95 a month to AOL for their
65
AOL.
Million people.
that's a bit high. Now, more than 2 million people are still subscribed to AOL's dial-up internet service. And this just makes me so sad because it's just kind of like we can't move forward because we're just dragging these people along with us. It's like you don't need satellite radio was a really great idea maybe for a day, but it's like this is 2016. What is it you could possibly do on satellite radio for $19.99 a month that you couldn't just get on the internet for free?
Well, nothing.
Well, there you go. I'm just saying that this is what makes me, it's like people that have the rotary phone, you know, it's like I'm old enough to remember us switching over from rotary phones to dial tone phones. And there were holdouts. There were people that didn't want to switch over to push button phone. They wanted to keep their rotary. You had to have like these little adapters in order to adapt the pulses into. And it was a big, huge thing. You know, when they finally like dropped the axe and said, no. Right. From this day forward, it will all be. Are you trying to connect to AOL?
I'm. Hold on. I gotta connect.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. You can normally shuts off by that point.
It's taking a while.
It normally shuts off by that point. Yeah, that's the wow. You know, that's a modem, Adam. It's a modulator demodulator. I don't know if you know that or not. But it actually takes stuff.
Yeah, it takes digital
input, and by using a series of modulation and demodulation, it actually constructs a wave file that it sends into an audio codec over the phone line.
Yeah. That was actually a recording of someone logging into AOL.
Well,
but I mean, it is just a modem sound. But I mean, I don't know if you remember, but they had three window pane sort of things, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a little yellow AOL figure.
Yeah.
And as each stage of the sign-in process completed, the AOL character would walk into each one of those panes, kind of.
Wow. This is great, Adam. Here's my point. My point is that if you have satellite radio, if you're paying for, all right, now I'm not saying like if you just bought a new car and you got satellite radio kicked in for the first year or whatever. I'm not even talking about the people that buy satellite radio because they want the real-time traffic information because they don't know how to use Google Maps or something. I don't know. But I'm talking about just the people that buy satellite radio because I really like that 80s channel. It's really nice. It's just kind of like, I'm serious. It's like TuneIn Radio. You could get just a constant stream of 80 stations from any possible thing that you could possibly imagine. It's just...
Well, Mark likes to make fun of me and call me money bags because he is so damn cheap. This Mark.
Then you shouldn't be paying for the satellite radio.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm not. I haven't paid for it. But he likes to make fun of me because, okay, today we had a 5-minute discussion because I wanted to buy an episode of something on Amazon. And he doesn't like to pay for anything. So he has satellite radio, but he listens on the weekends where they have a free preview. And then, you know, he doesn't pay for it. So he only listens for to the free stuff. But apparently... he just thinks I like to pay extra money for things. So that's probably why I was thinking about getting satellite radio, because I just enjoy paying, you know, extra money for things.
Great. We had a small stream hiccup during that point in time. Something seems to be going on with the stream this evening. is what I'm being told.
Well, so hopefully it wasn't me.
That's what I'm being told right here. Nothing is happening on our end. I'm still getting Adam and he's still getting me. So the downloaded podcast should be fine. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with the stream.
I don't either.
See, it seems to me that never mind. It seems like we have this time of year, we have a problem with this streaming service.
Because we had a period at some point, and then we never did.
Yeah, we never, because it's just a pain in the ass to switch all the things over. But anyway, we will see what happens. We will see what happens. We'll bravely go forward. I apologize for you being missing our exciting information, show that we have going on here. Adam, I don't know if you listen to other podcasts, do you?
Some.
Okay, have you heard of this this Big Fatty Online? I don't know if you've heard of this show.
I have, and you are free to talk about that, Daniel, because I am completely caught up. And I've listened to all my catalog of Big Fatty is completely empty.
I'm wondering, is he going to like change his name to the OFO? Do we have to call it the OFO now that he's old Fatty Online? It's
I could be like the It's All About Me guys and say that was copyright dubious intent because we
that's right.
Came up with that
we came
concept.
Up with the old Fatty. That's right.
I think he's kind of digging the idea that maybe when he ends BFO. That he can just rebrand himself. I think he kind of likes that idea.
Just rebranding himself.
So he's trying it out. He's doing some market testing and, some focus groups.
This is Big Fatty we're talking about. I don't think there's a lot of focus going on there. It's like anti-focus group might be a better thing. So I was listening to this old Fatty show the other day. And this is kind of like a little helpful tip from us to you, because Adam and I, say whatever you will about Adam and I.
And they do.
But we know some technical things. We've been doing these podcasty things for a very long time, so we have lots of little technical tricks that we are happy to share with people. So just here's a free one for Old Fatty Online. I just wanted to tell Old Fatty that you really should level your phone call. He's doing like one show a week that is all phone calls. That's like one show a week that I just can't listen to because there's no way to listen to it in a car.
I listen to it in a car, but I have headphones on. So,
which is illegal in many states. Those of us who don't wear headphones in our cars.
Why don't you? I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
Why don't you stop the thing, like the server, and restart it?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Because like the chat room, I know we're not doing this just for the chat room, but we have a larger chat room than normal.
All right, fine. I'm going to, we're going to reset the stream real fast. So you just got to go. But just go ahead and answer the question while I'm doing that.
Well, the question was, can I listen to it? So I listen to most of my podcasts in the car, but I do wear headphones. So, and it's probably illegal here as well. But what I do is if I see a cop, I like take one headphone off, so I have one on, one off. And I think, that's not illegal, right? Because one ear is completely free, headphoneless.
Right.
But, this is coming from a guy. I watch a lot of video podcasts and I will set my phone in the middle console of my car.
Yes.
And have the video playing while I'm driving down the road.
Yeah. So you're watching a video.
Yes. Not really. I mean, I glance over. I'm mostly listening, but I'll glance from time to time.
Give it the side eye.
Now,
just give your
for podcasts, it's not very distracting. But when I go on long trips, if I'm by myself, I have a tendency to get sleepy. Actually put on episodes of TV shows like West Wing or something like that.
Right. Because that's right. Because God forbid that you be unsafe by getting sleepy as opposed to like getting in a wreck because you're watching the TV.
Well, there's more of a chance that I'm going to fall asleep than there is that glancing over occasionally is going to cause a problem. I've been doing this for years, 10, 15 years.
10, 15, 20 years I've been doing it.
I mean, one time I was on a long trip in a U-Haul. Yeah. And we didn't have smartphones at that time. So I loaded a bunch of videos on my laptop.
Hold that thought for just 1 second there. Hold on.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Breaking news while you're recording your show. Donna Douglas, dead at 82. Most famous for Ellie Mae Clayton in the Beverly Hillbillies. Okay, bye.
Oh my God! We just mentioned Ellie Mae Clinton earlier this evening.
Ellie Mae. Was her name? Donna.
Turn up head.
Donna.
Donna Douglas, I think, is what
Douglas.
She said.
Okay.
That's what RT Cruiser said. Congratulations, RT Cruiser! You are entered into the contest for the drawing that will take place.
Congratulations.
At some point.
Anyway, so yes, but...
Yeah,
so
on your laptop, you put a bunch of shows on your laptop.
Well, that's it. So I do illegal things when I'm driving. I have also jacked off while driving. I've peed in a bottle while driving.
Oh, my God.
I do lots of things while driving. So...
We've all seen your Tumblr, whatididwhiledriving.tumblr.com.
Right. So I listen to Big Fatty with headphones on in the car, but I understand your point that the phone calls are very quiet.
I'm just saying... I listen to the Big Fatty program on my commute. And I think just anecdotally, when I talk to other people, that's when they listen to it. It's like while they're driving to work or while they're, because it's a short enough show that it kind of covers most commutes. So it's like kind of like a daily little commute kind of a show is what it kind of ends up being. And I just wanted to point out to our older listeners that may be content producers like Big Fatty that, Levelator's free. That's all I'm trying to say.
I think you've told him about this many, many times.
I have. And it's not like he's not putting the background music in and has the background Vader phone, jalopy noises back behind. So he's already doing processing on this segment. I'm just saying that the sound differential between you screaming and the phone calls whispering is just, you cannot drive with it. It's like as soon as I hear the Vader and Bacon theme song, I'm like, oh God. And I basically have to skip that show. Just because I won't be able to hear it. I will,
but really,
but it will blow up my. No, if you have your volume loud enough to hear the phone talking over the phone calls, then when he starts talking, then he explode. He basically blows the speakers out.
You need one of those. They sell these things for televisions where it modulates the volume, like, because I don't know if it's the same way now, but back in the day, commercials were super loud.
Right.
And you'd have your volume set perfectly fine for the television show. And then the commercial would come on. It would like blow your ears out, right?
Yes.
And you'd turn the volume down and then your show would come back on and you couldn't hear it.
This is exactly what it's like. Adam, what I'm trying to say is Big Fatty is a really loud, annoying commercial. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
That's my...
I think they sell a device that...
See, even Yaz Mamadou in the chat room says it's called Levelator. She doesn't even make a chat. She doesn't even make a podcast and she knows about the Levelator.
There's a law now. Big Fatty might
there's
be
a
breaking
law?
The law. I think there's a law for television that they cannot make commercials louder than the surrounding content.
So you think that Fatty is now
breaking a law?
He may be breaking the law by being too loud.
He could be.
That's an interesting. I have not thought of
maybe.
That. I had not thought of that. That's. I wonder if you can buy insurance for that. That's.
I don't know.
Maybe I could use this as a leverage to get him to, hashtag free the calls. That, maybe because he keeps saying, I don't have your phone calls, but he does. Anyway, there you go. That was just a little helpful advice from us to our older listeners who may also be content producers.
I think your phone calls have been held hostage.
They are. They're being held like they're in Oregon right now. They're asking for food and socks.
They're being waterboarded.
Which is, my phone calls, much like the Oregon militia members, are just basic. No, I'm sorry. The Oregon shitheads, terrorists, whatever we want to call them. Anything. There's actually a legal definition for militia that they don't meet, so I shouldn't call them militia. The Oregon douchetards or whatever. I read the story the other day. They keep going to the hotel. So they're not even staying there. They're just like staying at a nearby hotel because they have heat and electricity. And then they show up when the press is there. So they're not even really even occupying. I think my phone calls are doing the same. My phone calls are just enjoying the South Carolina. They're just roaming around the state doing things. Got no idea. I don't even.
So now, is Curtis really there or is that a... I don't know.
Is Curtis really there or is that... You're talking about It's All About Me. That's our mystery, Adam. That is our mystery. I just want you... So for those of you who don't know, we're talking about another podcast called It's All About Me. And they have this weird thing going on. It's like it's weird if you have like one or two things that happen and it's just kind of like, oh, that's a coincidence, whatever. But this has gone into long enough that I think there should be some genuine concern here, right? Because they had a show before It's All About Me, and they got rid of their co-host so that they could start It's All About Me. Then they started It's All About Me.
That's right.
And they had two co-hosts and they brought them to Vegas, and then shortly after that they disappeared.
Yeah.
Under very suspicious circumstances, I might add.
One of them turned into a lesbian.
Right. Who does that? Who does that? And then they brought in Dan, and then all of a sudden, Dan disappears off the face of the planet. And so then they bring in Curtis. Now I'm concerned because now it appears that Curtis is missing. And I don't know, you know, exactly.
Well,
I don't know what I can call him, though. I could try to call him.
Yeah, before you call him, though, before you dial those numbers, this is a perfect opportunity for me to say, you know, they could be killing off their co-hosts, or I have discovered something about the It's All About Me podcast.
Yeah.
I always wonder, there was this nagging little thing in the back. I'm like, you know, I like them. You know, I find their podcast enjoyable. But when I listen to it, there's this nagging, there's something in the back of my head that's like, it's like a mosquito that's flying around your head and you hear that, you know, occasionally, and then you like swat. There's something that like is kind of annoying when I listen. And I think I figured out what it is.
Is it Curtis? Wait, is it Curtis?
It's not Curtis.
Oh. Okay.
To me, they have, and boys, I love you. Before I say this, I want to say I love you.
Oh, here we go.
I listen to your show.
Here we go.
But they have the most condescending, holier than thou, like, voices. They're, I don't know what it is. They're the, like, the tone color or something of their voices when they're talking is like this. It's like they're sitting on this high throne in Square City or whatever it's called. And as they're talking about other people, like their voices have this just we're better than you sort of quality.
Because of their tone color.
Yeah, it's like it's a total like tone color thing, right? And no matter what they're talking about, they have this tone.
Is tone color like a secret word or something?
No.
I'm not sure how that fits into it. Is it a tone color?
Tone color just, you know, I picked that word, you know, out of the air.
So I don't get this at all. I do not get that at all from them. At all.
I do. Whatever it is, there's something, you know, I don't want to brag or anything, but I am a musician.
You're a musician.
And I am attuned to certain tone colors. And I there's a condescending tone color, and if anyone doesn't know, condescension is kind of a purplish, it's kind of a purpley, pinkish,
like a Merlot, with a little bit of light.
Not quite that dark though. I mean, not quite that dark.
more of a Syrah, really. It's just the tone color,
and there's a hint of smokiness, kind of a smoky aftertaste, you know.
I don't get this at all from them. What I am very concerned about the next person that here's what it is. That it was my own self-interest here at this point. I've been a guest on that show. And if their co-hosts are dying off this quickly, or just, you know, disappearing under weird circumstances, I feel that, you know, I could be next. I think, I'm just gonna, let me jangle up Curtis here real quick and see if I can,
okay, let's do it.
Get him. All right, let's see what Curtis has got here.
Hello, you've reached Curtis. I'm unable to take your call at this time. Please leave a message after the tone. If by chance you are hearing this greeting on or after January 10th, 2016, please notify the authorities. Oh. I can't go into much detail, but just know that nobody is safe.
Oh my God.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
Wow,
that's scary.
No. Why would you leave a voicemail like that? I mean, like, He was expecting something bad to happen.
Well, he was just out there visiting. He was just out visiting. It's all about the It's All About Me compound.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like, I don't know what's going on here. This is it's a mystery, Adam. It's the first mystery of 2016.
Bum bum bum.
I'm sure it's going to go over as well as that great mystery of 2015. I don't remember what that was. What was the mystery of 2015?
He's either going to turn up dead in a ditch somewhere.
Right, yeah.
Or he's going to become a lesbian. It's one of the two. Because he's not married, so he can't like divorce his wife or whatever happened to those.
Well, I mean,
that first
he's with Brad, but they say Brian because it's their color tone, really. It's their color tone. They can't even be bothered to know Curtis's husband, you know, boyfriend's name.
Yeah. Well, I think we will get our news department on that. We will try to track him down.
The award-winning Dubious Intent news department.
Right. we will get our private eyes, our investigators.
Just get conscience right on that. Yeah. Low cove. And they have itchy red whelps on their buttocks. I don't, that was the mystery of what? 2013. I'm pretty sure that one was. Anyway, Adam, what is this little bit that I like kind of dominated this list here tonight? You've got one here though.
Yeah, I didn't really have a lot, but I did want to say this. So we were talking about before the show.
Yes.
I won't go into any technical detail, but I've been writing, I've been working on a computer script to download some voicemails, blah, yes. blah, whatever. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I was playing around with this and I thought, I don't have any way to go through all the photos and stuff that I have in my email. So I'm going to rig this script to just, you know, yank all my photos out and save them somewhere. Mm-hmm. So I was doing that. And then I started going through these photos back to like 2004.
Yes.
And, you know, strolling down memory lane. Mm-hmm. First of all, just a comment about this.
Did you sort them like Ellen does her audience? Like, did you put the more attractive photos like in the camera zone?
I haven't done that. No. But the first comment I'll make is a gay man's email attachments.
Yes.
I couldn't even count the number of penises.
Wow.
I have in my email.
Why are so many people emailing you penises?
Well, you know, back in the day, like before Grindr or whatever.
Oh, see, I missed that. I missed that whole era because I was married at that time. So
you would contact people via whatever and then you would exchange photos.
Oh, you'd have to email people back. Oh, so you couldn't just attach it in the message or do it inside Grindr.
So you would email, you know, and they'd email you a picture of a dick or their dick or whatever, you know.
Because that's what gay men do.
And so,
in case you were ever curious, if you're not gay, if you're not a gay man, in case you were ever curious, that one little sign, that the one little question, it's not even a full sentence. It's just pick with a question mark after it. That means, do you have pictures of your penis? Right. So it's like anytime in the chat, we're like, pick question mark. That just basically means, hey, I want to see your junk. That's what it means. And gay men, because they're sluts, basically send them. That's what we do.
Well, as a gay podcaster.
And yet we stand in judgment of Jennifer Lawrence for having a nude selfie.
As a gay podcaster and the content of my previous show.
Any gay man that was ever, ever angry at Jennifer Lawrence, just look at them and go, pick? All right, I'm sorry, Adam, go ahead.
That's okay. The content of my prior show, we were more boy crazy on that show and we solicited our listeners for photos of junk and various things. So
you just got a bunch of penis pictures.
Yeah.
From your listeners.
But then I go back and I see all my prior relationships. I have like photos of like, you know, Nathan and I in Paris and all that. And I was just looking back and I've made this statement before. Let me say this in a way that doesn't sound.
Oh, here we go.
Like I'm full of myself. Mm-hmm. I was pretty damn attractive back in my mid-20s. You know, even almost up to 30, and I had a really good body. But I want to tell you something, Daniel. I hated my body. I always thought I was fat. I looked at some photos of myself. I was skinny. Like, not skinny,
right,
skinny,
Adam,
but
right,
I mean,
right,
like,
right,
I had.
Right. We've danced around this before on this show, and I'm just going to say this. I said this to someone the other night. Here's the thing that no one tells you. I'm now going to impart some wisdom upon those of you who maybe don't know this. Because no one ever tells you this. This is one of those cruel realities of aging that no one ever tells you, which is inside your head, right? You are the same as you were when you were 23. So inside your head, because you don't look at yourself every day, right? You're not looking at yourself in a mirror. Usually you're sitting in your cubicle, you're sitting at your desk, you're driving your car down the road, whatever. You don't see yourself. Other people see you, right? You don't see yourself. So what happens is internally you have this image of yourself of being, because you don't feel any different than you did when you were 23. You still have the same thoughts that are going through your head. You still have the same likes and dislikes. Yeah, they've changed a little over time, but whatever. But basically you're essentially the same person. At least internally you think of yourself as that same person. So when you see yourself looking much older than what you think you saw, in your internal image of it, that is, it's a very jarring kind of a thing. It's like, oh, wait, that shouldn't be what I look like. And so we have this, you know, disconnection between our internal image of ourselves and the external image of ourselves. But here's the other fact that a lot of people, I mean, we've talked about that before, but the side effect of that is, is that with all human things, like with all things that you learn and you experience, whatever, there is the time factor, right? Things percolate and ruminate. And then as you look back on things, you can look at things more clearly, like the whole hindsight kind of a thing. So then what you do is you're faced with looking at a picture of yourself when you're 30, while you're currently 38, you're looking at that picture of yourself when you're 30. And you're like,
37.
I looked pretty good. I'm not saying you, Adam. I'm just saying someone. It doesn't matter. You look back at that picture that's like 10 years old and you go like, hey, I looked pretty good back then. What was my deal? Because you knew back then you hated the way you looked too. Because back then you thought of yourself as like a 20-year-old. And when you were 20, you know, you thought of yourself as like a gangly teen, or you have these weird body issues. Because I don't, it's just.
I'm just saying, okay. And I agree with everything that you've said. But for me, it's not, I know what I look like now, and I have no, like, whatever.
Right. But, by the way, hold on. I got to catch up the chat room here. Nico Martinez, who joined us in the chat room late, says, in my head, I'm in my 30s. I would like to correct that. I'm pretty sure I've met Nico Martinez. And I would say, in his head, he's alive in the 30s, like in the 1930s, yeah. I think is what it is. He's a very old soul, is what I'm trying to say.
I'm just saying one thing, and I've said this on the show before, but looking back at those pictures, I'm just saying, I wish that I had been confident and sure of myself and really worked it back then, because right. I really did, like, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything like that. But I mean, what I wanted to look like, I think I really did look like that now looking back at it. And it also makes me think I've got to lose some weight because
there you go. A nice segue into that.
You know, my face, a lot of people might disagree with this, but my face actually has not aged that much, but I've gained weight. So I'm, it's not a New Year's resolution, but I'm going to be back on my diet.
I want to go with that too. I have also, by gaining weight, because gray hair weighs more, right? So it's like, I've gained weight in the form of like, I basically have gray hair and wrinkles. Gray hair and wrinkles apparently weighs more. And so I've just gained weight.
But that's it. I was just going down memory lane, had different tone colors.
I was worried because you've already talked about the color tone of It's All About Me, and then now you're talking about Memory Lane, which I believe they have a Memory Lane music or something like that. I'm not really sure what that.
It's all about
me. We keep talking about this other podcast called It's All About Me. It's you can check them out on the web. Where is you can go and hear them at what, rainbowradio.com, I think is where you go and check them out. Here's the thing though.
8 p.m. Fridays?
8 p.m. on Fridays. Someone in the chat room, I believe it was Christina, Nowhere Chrissy, from It's Greetings from Nowhere, wanted to know, Adam, if you had chromesthesia.
No. Isn't that where you like smell colors or like?
It is a condition in which heard sounds automatically and involuntarily evoke an experience of color.
Oh no, I was just playing around.
You were just lying. You were basically lying for humorous in effect. Yeah. That is debatable.
I felt like tone color was fitting. I don't know.
It's very, very tone color. Let's speaking of tone color.
Hey, you guys, Pat Harrington died from One Day at a Time Schneider. He was probably the best janitor. What was he? Custodian?
He was a superintendent.
But anyway,
superintendent.
He's dead. I don't know what he died from, but my name is Kathy, and Bacon, which is,
right.
Sounds a little bit like my last name, but not really. Uh-huh. And, so anyway, he is dead. This is the Dead or the Live call. Dead or Alive call. Dead or Alive celebrity.
She's so worried about loopholes.
Number. And he's dead.
Woodhaven.
She didn't say it.
Kathy, we can't enter you in the death clone contest because.
Sorry. New rule. You have to end the death clone call with Woodhaven. Sorry. So sorry that you didn't get that though. But thank you so much. No, we're kidding. Of course you get, congratulations. You were entered to the contest. Schneider. Yeah. Schneider. Did you ever watch that show?
I think I have, remember any specifics about the name of the show rings a bell.
Here's the thing, One Day at a Time.
This is so weird
because, all right, so One Day at a Time was in syndication, or for some reason I remember seeing this when I was in high school, this show. And at the same time I was in the chorus, you know, in the little jazz ensemble chorus thing, and one of our members that's the chorus that you had to try out for, Adam. Anyway, but the point is, one of the guys was like, oh, I have to go and sing at a funeral. One of the seniors had to go sing at someone's funeral because they had hired him to come and sing it. And someone said, "What are you singing?" And he goes, "One day at a time." And I was unfamiliar with the, the inspirational song.
Okay, so you thought he was talking about the theme song.
All I knew was the "One Day at a Time" theme song. Here, let me just play this a little clip here for you, Adam. It's let's see, is this gonna play? I'm not sure. This is it. It's just like, wow, that's a really crash funeral. It's just like, this is it.
It has a similar tone color, to the other song.
I was convinced that they were just going to go and play, that he was going to go and sing the whole, this is it.
That would have been hilarious, though.
It would have been a great funeral. And I don't know, maybe I'll request that to be played at mine. I'm not really sure. Hey, you know what? Real quick, Adam, before we get to our game, and we might push our game off until like after the news. Like where we would normally do our tech segment, we'll do the game. How's that?
That sounds good.
I went to this event last night here in Connecticut, the CT Cruisers. This is our leather group. I'm using air quotes there when I say leather because, it's Connecticut.
Is it like faux?
It's like Connecticut.
Or what?
Yeah, it's Connecticut, whatever. It's no real hard leather man here, whatever.
It's the pleather group.
It's the pleather. It's the Connecticut. No, they're very nice people. And they have this really insanely, I have no other way to put this. They have this really insanely dirty night that they do once a month where this is a very hedonistic kind of a thing. Where it's like there's a maze and it's dark and there's things. It doesn't matter. You don't have to go there. So I had gone to this.
I just imagine that most of your evenings are hedonistic.
They
now
pretty
that
much
you're single.
Are. Yeah, that's right.
That's what I imagine.
Right.
So.
So I went to this event. I've been looking forward to this event, and it's our new venue, the new venue that they are holding this at, which is at the Sheraton here. And, Facebook does that thing as they do where, you're going to an event because there was an event on Facebook that I had, said that I was going to. And so it said, this event is going on at the Sheraton. Hey, here's other stuff going on at the Sheraton. So this was just offered up to me by Facebook. Apparently there was a Your Mini Con going on at the Sheraton during the leather hedonistic event.
Yep.
So.
Also the Southern Baptist Convention.
No, that wasn't going on. No, it was. So there was a bunch of cosplayers here at the hotel doing, here's the thing. When I got to the hotel and I walked in, the Shield truck was outside. Now, do you know what the Shield truck is, Adam?
Does it have to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It does. It has to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's the S.H.I.E.L.D. truck, Adam. It was actually billed on their website as being there. You can get your picture made with the S.H.I.E.L.D. truck. It was parked right in the porte cochere right there at the Sheraton. It's somebody's Ford truck that they like spray painted black. They just like spray painted matte black and then like badly wrote the letter S.H.I.E.L.D. on it. It's the saddest looking thing. But someone got paid to bring their badly spray painted truck for this event to be parked there. This is the tone that we're going for here, Adam. It's a very very cheesy kind of a tone.
Right.
So I guess they were having an event, like an evening event in a different area than when we were having our event downstairs in the banquet area. But it was on the elevator.
If you're a cosplayer, this is a day that you really don't want to get lost.
On the elevator, I turned around. I was going to go up to my room because I had been down for a bit. And I was turning around. I was going to go back to my room and put my sweater away. And the elevator door opens. And I swear to God, Adam, there was four Japanese girls dressed as Teletubbies and like three leather guys. So it's like here's the Teletubbies and three leather men. And I didn't get my phone out of my pocket to take the picture fast enough. So I missed that opportunity there.
But some cosplay outfits could be mistaken for, fetish wear.
Had there been some green arrows there, I would have happily directed them in the direction of the hedonistic leather party. But there weren't. I didn't see any. Other than the Teletubbies, save the Teletubbies, I did not see any. And their tone color was great. Adam is a little bit different for each one, but their tone color was pretty darn good on that whole thing there. Hold on, let me do this.
Hey guys, this is Mags with Celebrity Death Phone. Agnes Grimm, who played the tall man in Phantasm, has died at the age of 89. It's one of those ones you wonder how they managed to live so long. You figured they would have been dead by now.
Nope.
What was this?
I don't.
What was this movie?
I don't. Agnes Grimm at all. I had to Google him. Agnes Grimm.
What was the show?
It's a movie, I think. It's called Phantasm.
Yeah? This is awfully obscure, isn't it? And
he played a part in Phantasm.
The tall guy. He's the tall guy. He's like Porter number three, the tall guy.
Yeah, he was...
Could I take your bags? That was his line. I'm pretty sure. He was like, your bags, sir.
I feel like we're going to, if we don't give this to him, some gay people out there are going to not like us.
Goddamn homosexual agenda.
We'll give it to him, but I've never heard of this person.
I've never heard of him.
Which is not uncommon, really. So,
Do you have a YouTube channel? I might have heard of him then.
Right. Is he a twink? Because Daniel knows for sure.
Hold on. I was going to go into the birthday segment. No. You know what, Adam? No, you don't get away with that. I was thinking about this the other day.
You brought it up.
You were just like, oh, the twinks on YouTube that you watch. And here's the thing. As opposed to what? The much more realistic looking people that are on, you know, the CW or on NBC or ABC. It's like, here's the difference though, Adam. Here's the difference. I watch Teen Wolf. I think Teen Wolf is enjoyable. And I'm not going to deny the fact that I think Tyler Posey is very, very attractive. But here's the thing. He's dumb as a post. It's like Tyler Posey, he's the stupidest guy on the face of the planet. But here's the thing. I also read things that other, like the guy from 2.5 Men, he's a kid, right? He's stupid, right? Here's the thing about YouTube, these people that you derisively call twinks on YouTube, it's really them. They wrote that material. They're doing that material. It may not be like slickly produced or whatever, but they are entertaining to watch. The fact that they are cute is not the reason that I continue to watch.
Oh, please.
It may have been what caught my eye at first, but the fact that it is entertaining, because otherwise I would just watch porn or I would watch Tyler Posey. It's like the reason I watch these YouTubers that I watch is because they have engaging content.
Here is what tickles me.
Okay.
About you watching these twinks on YouTube. It's that you portray yourself as a very, very thoughtful, brainy sort of, you know, really in the know about politics and, you know, well read and all this stuff.
Chat room says my color tone is shifting.
You have this aura that you like to portray of like, you know, this brainy Daniel, right? Mm-hmm. And then you watch these it may be entertaining content. I'm not going to say whether or not it's entertaining, but you are watching things that 14-year-old girls, you know, in junior high find entertaining.
Very intelligent 14-year-old girls
There is nothing. There is nothing wrong with it. I've never said there's anything wrong with it.
It's not like I'm turning to Lucas Cruikshank for like world diplomacy issues here or whatever. I'm just saying for entertaining content, Lucas Cruikshank is very entertaining. He was at the beginning of our show today. He's very funny. He has a very engaging content about him. Yeah, he's cute, but so are people on TV and in the movies. We don't go and see Star Wars because, you know, Rey was unattractive, right? We don't go and like, we don't make whatever somebody our favorite character in a movie because they're hideous. There's not like there's a big Hagrid fan club out there somewhere.
I never said there was anything wrong with it. It's just a little it doesn't match.
The point, you don't watch these channels. You don't. This is where things are going, Adam. This is the future.
I know where things are going, but
it's like the age of old media dies here. Yeah, keep with the program here, Burns. Go get your satellite radio in your car. That's what
It's not. I watch things on YouTube.
Oh shit! I wanted to say two things before I went into the birthday segment. Keep forgetting that even though it was written right here on the Trello. You know what, Adam? I was reached out to by one of the Robs, Rob 1 and Rob 2, two of our listeners.
Yes.
I believe Rob 2 reached out to me. Anyway, he will be in Connecticut this week and has free time tomorrow. So I'm going to dinner with Rob 2 tomorrow night. That'll be fun.
Do they have shirts?
They do.
Rob 1, Rob 2.
They do. So I'm going to go to dinner tomorrow night with Rob but I told him, it's like, but I have to be back by 10 because you know what happens at 10 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow night, don't you, Adam?
I don't know.
Greetings from Nowhere is live right here on pride48.com. And I am going to be co-hosting with Christina tomorrow night.
I thought there was going to be some twink on YouTube or something.
There is a twink on YouTube tomorrow night at 10 p.m. that I have to be home to watch.
YouTube Live. Or
doing it live.
Better yet, he's on YouNow or Periscope.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's on YouNow. At 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard you were going to be co-hosting, and I have a little bit of a bone to pick.
Uh-oh.
You know, you get all the presents.
Oh, here
and
we go.
You get all the guest co-host invites.
Adam, the real thing is, you know, they like you. Well, I like them too. That's not, it's not, no. Christina was just like, Christina said, hey, the Christians are gone. Let's you and I have a big atheist talk. So that's basically what she said.
Of course, she couldn't have picked,
it would have made no sense for her to pick you, Adam, because you're not an atheist. That's what it was.
If you want a redneck Baptist homosexual, then I'm your man. But if you want an atheist twink lover, then it's not me. Actually, I like twinks. I'm okay with twinks.
Turnip head.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Plus, oh shit, it is the Dubious Intent birthday segment. That's going to take a while to get used to that. The segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue to somebody's birthday and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is based solely on that musical cue without cheating and looking at the chat room, unless, of course,
I do.
Which often happens.
This is going to be an especially difficult evening.
Ooh, now, you know, you said this in the past, and then you have ended up eating those high caloric words.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, here we go.
There were shit all for birthdays this week, first of all. And again, we have this, I really like playing the music. I just think it adds something. We're not playing a whole song, but I think it adds a little something to the show.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to have to come up with some other way, like quotes or something to when it's people that I don't have music for, because I'm very limited by having to have theme songs, you know, because not everyone has a theme song. Like I don't have I do. But
yeah, we have a theme song. I play it every time when I leave the house. It's like I walk out of the house in the morning. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like walking down the hall. I like it down to the, it's like, I should just make this into a YouTube video, right? As I just like run down the stairs here, walk outside, head to my car. From the palatial parking lot here at Aspen Glen Apartments in lovely Hampton, Connecticut, it's time for Daniel Brewer to go to work. And see, I do that. That's how I start my day, Adam. I don't know how I could get through my day without it.
Well, I don't know. I could start my, let's see, how could I? Well, actually, you know, that's both of our theme, but I mean, just so that it's not confusing, I guess I could start my day something like, you know, this is Adam's life. Adam's life. Adam's life. Adam's life.
My ass is so tight it wouldn't fit a peanut.
Shut up.
What? That was your old show opening. It was horrible. It was,
Look, I don't want to go back and try to edit.
I'm just saying, at this point in time, though, you are at least now able to look back with the wisdom of age and be able to look back and go, yes, that was a horrible show opening.
Oops, you heard that, I'm sure.
I did.
Sorry.
Yeah, we all heard that, Adam.
I had it muted, but the funny thing about muting things.
There's another part of getting older, Adam, is you make funny noises. And you just have to, you're sitting in a waiting room and... Oh, you heard that, didn't you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Excuse
about
me.
That.
All right. Anyway. Right. So here is our first clue.
Our first musical cue of the evening. Of
this one is not musical, but.
What's up, Buggy Buck? How's nature been treating you, baby?
All right. Now, this is,
What up?
This is a cartoon, I'm sure.
It is a cartoon.
Are we going for the voice actor that does this?
We are.
Is it my only hint?
I have another one.
Okay. Okay. Because I'm not even sure what cartoon that is.
Okay. I do have another one. So okay, let me pull that one up here.
What's up, James? This is Michelangelo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh,
all the Ninja Turtles are thinking of you, and we're here for you, sending you love, wisdom, spirit, and strength of turtle power. Need you to come home soon, dude, because I can't eat all this pizza myself. Plus, we want to make you an honorary...
Anyway, you know who. I mean, you
all right,
know
so it's one of the... Michelangelo from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, here's my question. Is he known for anything else?
He has done lots of things.
He's done lots of things. So you're playing this because...
He has mostly voice acting.
Mostly voice acting.
And the two that he's known for are...
Michelangelo
and that other character that I
played. That other character that you don't know who it is.
I'll tell you. It's Teen Titans.
Oh, the Teen Titans.
And it's Beast Man, or something. Beastly or...
Well, yeah, he would be the young Beast, which later is played in the movie by Fraser Crane. Kelsey Grammer, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm going to... you know what, Adam? I'm sorry. Time's up and no idea.
Yeah, it's Beast Boy. Station 17 has it correct. And it's Greg Sipes.
Greg Sipes. Now, if someone called into the Celebrity Death Phone and said Greg Sipes died, I don't think either of us would have given that...
But he is a celebrity voice actor. He has done many, many things. If you look at his IMDb.
Happy birthday, man. This is Donatello from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Things.
I'm in the wrong line of work. I want to get paid to just like get drunk.
Look, I could do it. Turnip head. See, I mean, they just need to pay me for doing that.
That is amazing, Adam. That is amazing.
I will sit in front of a microphone all day and you know, turnip head. I'll do that. No problem.
I can do a fairly good creationist cat impersonation, but I think that's pretty much it, which is basically just a modified Eric Cartman. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. Here is our next one. Now, you won't know the theme song, but give it a second.
I like it, though.
The truth is, I love good food and lots of it at any time. But I know, too, that at the end of a long day, cooking can seem just like another exhausting chore.
Is it Adele?
It's not Adele.
Damn it. It's a British chick.
Hit that kitchen running.
It's a British chick that has to hit the stage running. Wow.
All right. Well,
I'm drawing a blank on British chicks tonight. Is it Renee Zellweger?
No. She's talking about food.
Oh, okay. She's talking about food.
For me, it's not just a place to cook.
Okay. Is she on the cooking channel?
It's a place to live in.
She is a celebrity chef or, well, true. More cookbook
she's,
author.
All right, she's British, so her food's got to be shit to start with. Have you ever eaten British food? It's disgusting.
I have. I don't know if you know this, Daniel, but I lived in England.
No. It's called beans on toast. It's delicious. It's just like, no, fuck you. That's disgusting. And biscuits. I'm sorry, but their biscuits are sweet. That makes no sense. It's like, how? I don't want to put ham on one of their biscuits. It's just...
So Yaz Mamadou has it as she normally does.
Nigella?
I
don't know who that is. Nigella.
Nigella Lawson.
Oh, Nigella Lawson.
Is a celebrity, cookbook author, food writer, critic. She had a show called Nigella Bites.
Oh.
Another one, Nigella in the Kitchen, I believe, or Nigella's Kitchen.
Oh my God.
And most recently,
it's like a bad CSI thing. He's like, well, now I'm spinning off another one. It's called Nigella Wakes Up in the Morning.
Hey,
don't forget our new show, Nigella Makes a Car Payment.
Most recently, she was in a show here in the States called The Taste.
Oh, wow.
And she was a celebrity judge.
We have spent so much time on this person that we don't know who they are. So go ahead.
Anyway, she's 56 years old.
56 years old.
You should give yourself a eh.
I should. But, thank you for keeping track of that.
Here is the next one.
Jesus Christ.
I live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and all my recipes have to be approved by cowboys, hungry kids, and me. Here's what's happening on the ranch. I'm filling the fridge with everything I need for a marvelous make-ahead cocktail party.
I know, it's some random food network lady.
Yes, and she lives near me.
Yay! she?
Well,
who is
no,
it?
Some random food
network.
Well,
they all sound alike. It's just like, look at me. I'm here in a very unnatural setting with a camera in the wind blowing behind me. And now let's shift into a really bad voiceover as I put things into my refrigerator, like button and eggs.
You know, you don't have to make fun of the production of every single thing that you watch.
Oh, but I do, sir. I do.
All right. Well, the chat room, once again, you need to give yourself an eh, because I told you, shit. It was a shit week for birthdays. But anyway, I do love her. Okay, I have to say.
Fun fact, shit week is actually a British dish. It was
right. Ree Drummond, she's the pioneer woman, and she lives on a ranch outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is really near where I live.
I am an original pioneer.
And her husband is actually a rancher. And she has a cooking show. And Mark and I, every time we go on vacation, Saturday mornings in whatever hotel room we're in, if they have Food Network, we watch Pioneer Woman.
Wow.
And in Puerto Rico, they weren't getting the Food Network. And,
how did you live?
I came in and he said, they have certain blackout dates, you know, that they do. And he wouldn't fix it. He just said there were like these blackout and we couldn't watch Pioneer Woman.
All right.
Anyway, she's 47. All right.
Probably could have downloaded it.
Maybe you will know this next one.
Oh, I have a prayer on this next one. Here we go.
Maybe.
I think what it is, I got a perfect score last week and this pissed you off, so you just went for really obscure.
Do you know this theme song?
This is the theme to Big Brother, the United States version.
Yes, it is the theme to Big Brother. Great. Mm-hmm. So we're starting on a good foot.
Starting on the good one. I know that because I listened to the Big Fatty Show.
All right, so I have another little clue here.
Every day this week, each one of us is revealing something
that is
very personal.
That is the melodic, robotic sounds of one Julie Chen, a.k.a. the
it
Chen
is
bot.
Julie Chen.
There you go.
And our favorite, Mark and I.
Who is married to the person that the president of the network, which has absolutely no bearing on why she's on so many shows without having any talent.
So Julie Chen, Big Brother, Mark and I, our favorite part of Big Brother.
Let me say, Julie Chen is no Connie Chung. Sir, thank you very much. Thank you, Sater. Now, Connie Chung is like, I know Connie Chung, and she, sir, is no Connie Chung. Connie Chung was amazing. Connie Chung was freaking awesome.
Our favorite part of Big Brother
is
when the contestants will go in the little room to talk to Julie.
Yes.
And she'll say, hey, blah, blah, blah.
Hi, Julie.
And they always go, hi, Julie. Mm-hmm. That's our favorite
part. Your favorite.
Every time.
By the way, that is pretty much the highlight of Big Brother. That show has become so fucking boring that pretty much is. You could just do the recap. Just have them hi. And they yell in that room. It's like there's 17 microphones in front of them and they're yelling. They're yelling. Because we went out into the yard yesterday. It's just kind of like, oh my God, stop yelling at me. It's very angry. Was that our last birthday?
Nope. We have two more.
Oh, dear God.
Two more birthdays. Here is the next one.
You can win $32,000 on the turn of a card on
the
Card Shark.
Card Sharks.
All right, so I've got one more.
Okay.
That's Card Sharks. And here's the other one.
It's the Newlywed Game. Right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's the Newlywed. So Card Sharks and Newlywed Games, that was the host of that show, I'm assuming. What is it? Who was it? Bob? No. I can see him with his slicked hair and that horrible jacket. I'm trying not to look at the chat room because I do not want to cheat on this one because I should know this one.
They know. And you actually said one name correctly.
Bob Eubanks. Bob Eubanks.
Eubanks.
Ah! Oh, look at there. Look at there. The chat room had it.
Yeah. Bob Eubanks is 78 years old.
78 years old. Adam, I'm sorry. Let's see what Adam said. No, Adam said 77. I'm sorry. You don't get the point. It's like, that's the Newlywed Game. See, we would both have to have answered 78.
And I used to think, I keep getting Bob Eubanks confused with Chuck Woolery. I believe Chuck Woolery was the host of Scrabble.
Yes.
Which was one of my favorite game shows of all time.
And the dating game.
I loved.
He was the host of the dating game also.
Scrabble. I don't know if you've ever watched Scrabble, but I loved the sound it would make when they dropped the tiles into the thing.
Wow.
It's another one of those, you know.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
No. The sound, just the actual sound it would make when they dropped them in the little slot.
What color was it?
Anyway, all right. He's 78.
Oh, come on. That was a great one. That was a great off-the-cuff tone color joke right there.
All right. Last birthday. And you can get it on this first one, maybe.
Have I told you lately that I
so this is this is Rod Stewart.
It is Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, there you go.
All right, so Rod Stewart is 71 years old.
71 years, yeah. You know, here's the thing that I remember about the Newlywed Game is they would have this big buildup. You know, one of these couples is going to win the Newlywed Game tonight, and they're going to win. And it would get this really big crescendo, and it was the lamest fucking prizes always. It's like, they're going to win his and her sinks. It's just like, it was just like every other game show at the time was like giving away cars and like trips and whatever. It's like, no, but you go on the Newlywed Game so that you get like a deluxe washer and dryer or like, you know, a super exciting dishwasher. It's just, it was always just really. Just
a like, vacuum.
Isn't her vacuum clean? Oh, who are we kidding? She's going to do the work because it's the 70s.
Yeah.
It's some barbiturates. Anyway.
Do we have any Pride 48
We
birthdays?
Do. As a matter of fact, Adam, I was stalling so I could get to that page, and I wanted to say a very happy birthday on the 10th to Blind Guy Jay. We love Blind Guy Jay. Happy birthday, Blind Guy Jay. Humors One. I'm going to go ahead and do that one. And then we're not supposed to do them until after, but I keep losing them. So screw that.
You always say that. You always say it, and then you just do it anyway.
I know. I'm just going to do it. So happy birthday on the 12th to Brian in Denver. And on the 14th, happy birthday to...
someone else.
Scott the Seder.
Seder
69.
Oh, happy birthday, Scott the
happy
Seder.
Happy birthday, Scott the Seder on the Seder Sphere program.
Oh, by the way, you need to... well, we could talk about this after the show, but there is a certain person that would like a list of the birthdays.
From the what?
From the Pride 48 website
so that they can put things... to the database.
Oh, I know, but...
Anyway, fine. All right, we'll work on some way to do that for them. You can just forward me that request, and I'll be happy to do it, Adam. Okay. As you know, right here on the old Pride 48 tech support.
I couldn't sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
A man trying to kill bedbugs set himself and his Detroit, Michigan apartment on fire last Sunday.
Are you intentionally like doing it this way?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well,
it's just for fun.
Okay, great. Bedbugs. It's just like you couldn't just walk up to someone and start a sentence that way. It's like you just turn around the corner. Bedbugs.
Oh, no. I must have cut out.
Oh.
I must have cut out. So let me try it again. A man trying to kill bedbugs set himself and his Detroit, Michigan apartment on fire.
Wow. That's commitment.
Last Sunday in Midtown, according to the Detroit Free Press, the newspaper reported the blaze ruined four apartments and water damage affected 24 other apartments.
Wow.
Mayor's office spokesman Dan Austin told the newspaper the man sprayed himself and his sofa with rubbing alcohol.
As you do.
About 4:30 a.m. Sunday and lit a cigarette.
Wow.
The city official then said the sofa and the man's body caught fire when he tried to burn one of the bed bugs.
No, he would qualify for a Darwin Award, you know, like, because you would read this like on the Darwin Award, like Brant Fortner, 63, from Detroit, woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, scratching quite feverishly, and realized that he had bad bugs. So he treated himself with, rolled around in alcohol, and then, while waiting for it to dry, lit a cigarette.
He flambéed himself. You know, that might be a good remedy for crabs as well.
That would be a great remedy. Here's my thing. How would they know? It's like, if he incinerated his bed and himself and everything. Did he live? How did they know?
I think he must have lived because the newspaper reported the man got out and suffered, quote, severe burns.
I watched it on his YouTube channel. I don't know. It was great.
Don't try that at home. And this picture of bed bugs is
if
absolutely
you're going
disgusting.
To light a cigarette after dousing yourself with alcohol, don't wait for the, you know, take a shower first. Like you do the alcohol, let it take the extra 35 seconds between smoking a cigarette to live.
So someone is saying rubbing alcohol is not flammable. Think it is flammable. I think it can be.
Well, it depends. Well, is it rubbing alcohol or did it just say alcohol? And
it says rubbing alcohol, but I think that's an experiment we need to do. We need to get some rubbing alcohol and we need to rub it somewhere.
I'm going right now to the Wikipedia, the source of all knowledge in the universe. Rubbing alcohol is a liquid prepared used primarily for topical application. Blah, blah, blah. Rubbing alcohol is a volatile and flammable liquid.
Yeah. Okay. So we're voting on the next one. Falling poo or lottery? Those are your two choices.
You're stealing now from catching up where they have to vote on the news?
Pick a number between 1 and 3. No. Falling poo or lottery?
Now, were either one of these the one that I sent you?
No, because we decided that was a fake story.
I sent another one before I asked. That's all right. That's all right.
No,
you
I
know
didn't
what? No, fine. That other one, I did. The YouTube, the one about the YouTube shutting down the gun channel.
I didn't see that one.
Wow. And then you must have, because I asked right after that. I'm just like, oh, by the way, did you get the other one? You're like, yeah, it was fake. And then I went and looked at Snopes and I'm like, yeah, you're right. It was fake.
Oh, I thought you were resending the same link.
No, I wasn't. Didn't. Anyway, all right. Falling poo in the lot. Well, you know, Adam, I can only go with the falling poo. I have to go with falling poo.
All right. Well, just to sum the lottery one up, this guy won $2 million, but he won it on December 3rd, but he waited until Christmas to tell his wife as a Christmas present.
Oh,
okay.
I feel like this is like I picked the door with a goat behind it or something. It's like, oh, let's show him what was in the good door.
That was the uplifting door.
It was a heartwarming story about a man who won the lottery and who to his wife.
I liked that one because the Powerball, ladies and gentlemen, is up to $1.3 billion right now. But I did not buy any tickets because I know I won't win. Okay. A woman in India suffered a shoulder injury when she was struck by a falling ball of a frozen matter believed to be human waste from an airline toilet. Witnesses said Rajrani Gaud, 60, was struck in the shoulder December 17th by a block of ice believed to contain human urine and feces. Dropped from an airline flying over.
Where was this? This was in India?
In India.
Thank God it wasn't cow poo, because that would have been, a sign from God. Right. Hey, quite literally struck down by God.
You know, this really has nothing to do with India, but if you ever search for, like, and I don't know the exact search, but you ever fall into a YouTube hole?
Welcome to my life.
So I did some search. I don't even know what the search was.
Yes.
But I got this. It's kind of like those articles they have at the bottom of news stories where it's like, you won't believe the blah, 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 right? Well, this was like
33 things that only people that have a podcast would find funny. And you immediately click on that. You click on it. It's like it's clickbait.
And they say, and this one was like top 16 people you never would believe existed. There's this woman. Sorry, these women in India that are conjoined in the weirdest fucking possible way.
Wait, there's conjoined people from all countries. It's like, is there something specific about India?
They're called the spider women.
Oh, so they're conjoined vaginally.
Not that well. I think they share they may share a vagina.
The pelvis, they're connected at the pelvis or somewhere.
Yeah, and it's so weird the way they walk. Like they have flip-flops on their hands because they have to walk all crouched over like a spider. Mm. Anyway, weirdest.
Station in the chat room says clickbait is a plot from the Nether Region Child. No, clickbait was in my stripper name in the 70s. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome clickbait. She got hit by the frozen poo.
Yeah,
there you go.
So quote from her, she says, I was only 25 feet away from the spot where the monster came crashing down.
Oh my goodness, there's
children,
a monster.
Children and villagers witnessed the fall and then heard screams. We ran towards her house and referred her to the hospital. Anyway.
Wow.
That's it. So Turnip Head. Oh, sorry. Turnip Head in the chat room says this is impossible because airline toilets are sealed systems. Uh-huh. The plane would not maintain cabin pressure.
Well, it could have been a
otherwise.
Malfunctioning. It is India. Who knows? It was a malfunctioning plane. We are the most heavily researched news department on the internet. The Dubious Intent news department.
It's not my intent.
Very heavily written. This is why we're not telling you about this lady who was giving out vodka shots out of her butt.
Do you want me to read that story?
No, I don't, because that was a fake story. I know it went around on Facebook. I know you saw it, but it wasn't true. The lady that put the vodka up her ass and squirted out the shots on New Year's Eve.
That was the grossest story.
Completely false.
I mean, if it had been coming out of a hot guy, maybe.
Completely false.
But,
completely false.
Yeah. That's the news.
That is the news.
Nice job.
Thank you. I don't have a theme for this. We're going to play a game.
Okay.
So I don't have a theme for this. What we're going to do now, Adam, is, for those of you listening, what we're going to do now is we're going to play a little game. It's called lip syncing, or lip reading, right? So that you've heard of bad lip reading before. So what Adam and I have done ahead of time, we have both come up with 5 or 6 quotes from movies. Now, we're not going to do all 5, so we're going to do 3 apiece, but we did 5 or so each so that in case we had overlaps. Because obviously, I don't know what he picked. He doesn't know what I picked. And so what I'm going to do now, Adam, I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to just check here with the chat room to make sure that the technicalities of this stuff is happening right now. I'm switching my headphone over to the sub channels, which is what
you
hear.
We will never know if he can hear me, chat room.
Now, I'm hoping that the stream can still hear Adam because I cannot. I cannot hear Adam.
We will never know. He could be completely faking this.
If you can hear Adam on the stream, just say, yeah, I can hear Adam. And then
he is pretending that he can't hear me right now because he's going to cheat. He is going to cheat. And we're waiting on the chat room to let us know if they can hear me.
I see his lips still moving and no one is typing. Yes,
and no one is saying anything. In the they're all playing a joke.
They can't hear either one of us. I don't even know. Oh, they can hear Adam. Okay, great. They can hear Adam. That was fun. Wow. Now we have our setup done. All right, so Adam, go ahead. I'm looking at your face now. We got you here on the screen. I want you to read your first movie quote. And remember, chat room, I can't hear him, so you'll hear him, but I won't. And then I will guess as to what he said was his movie quote. Wow, this is moving really fast.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the truth. Is that right? Is that right? Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, great. You can't handle the truth. That was from A Few Good Men, right?
Yes.
You nod. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Right. All right. No,
that was correct.
I'm going to switch back over to mine. All right. So now, Adam, you should be able to, you can mute me out, right? So that you.
I can mute you. Yeah.
All right. So now we'll go and we'll give him one of mine here. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. A genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
I have no, I would not make a good deaf person.
A genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
I shit at a playboy? What?
A genius billionaire.
I shit. I can't.
All right. Come back. Come back. Are you back?
Okay, now I'm
okay, you're back. Yes. No, my quote was a genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
Oh my god.
Which is from the Avengers. So it's like that's what Tony Stark said to you take away your suit and what are you? A genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
And a technical issue on my side, when I mute you, you still just something with my mixer, mm-hmm. even when I mute a channel, I get just a tiny little bit of noise in one ear. Mm. And so I had to take that ear off, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but okay, we can talk about that later.
Fine. We should run a tech segment on that. All right. I'm ready now. I'm going to switch over, Adam. Are you having?
See, I'm picking easy ones.
You know, I didn't say pick 6 easy. We're just doing 3. All right. So that was all right. Now the score, not that we're keeping score, but the score is Daniel 1, Adam 0. Not that we're keeping score or anything.
All right.
Tell me when you're ready, and I'm going to turn you off when you say ready.
I'm ready.
All right. I cannot hear you. Wait, I can't see you. Wait, I can't see you. All right. Oh, now I can see you.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans.
How
and a
long
nice
is this? Oh my God, this is like a book or something. It's like it was a dark and stormy night. There was a zombie at the door, and I opened it and said, "Hello, Mr. Zombie, how are you today?" Rawr, was his answer. All right, here we go again.
A census taker once tried to test me.
Was scratching.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Oh my God. This is so long. You're just like, this is the longest quote in movie history.
I'll shorten it. I ate his liver.
I hate this.
I ate his liver.
Beans. You see that? All right. I know. Here. Yeah. For those of you who know what, he mouthed the word ate so that I would get ate instead of hate. And then I realized it was, I ate his liver. Wait, was it like Hannibal Lecter, was it? I ate his liver with a side of fava beans or a side of something. Was that what it was?
It was, a census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
All right, if we ever play this game again, which is going great. Let me tell you that, right? It's going great.
You picked a hard one for that last one. I picked an easy one.
All right, mine. Here, I'll give you a hint on mine. Mine are all sci-fi, and almost all of them, all of them are Marvel. So they're all from Marvel movies. So all of mine are from Marvel movies. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you muted me? All right,
yes,
here we go.
I have.
Here we go. A bunch of jackasses standing in a circle.
I must have. I don't know the rest.
A bunch of jackasses standing
Everything
in a circle.
Everything looks like shit to me. I must have.
A bunch of jackasses standing in a circle.
Is it I must have?
No.
A pasta kettle?
All right. Come back.
I can't.
There you go. That one, can you hear me again?
I can hear you again.
Okay. Yes, that one was a bunch of jackasses standing in a circle.
I don't even know that one.
It was from the Guardians of the Galaxy when Rocket stood up and he's just like, now I'm standing up. We're all standing up. A bunch of jackasses standing in a circle.
I'm not a lip reader.
All right, fine. We just one more. So just do one more. I'm going to mute you out. Okay. Here we go. Please make it less than a paragraph.
All right.
I cannot hear you as of now.
All right. E.T. phone home. E.T. phone home.
Oh, E.T. phone home. Yes? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. Correct. All right. So that is those of you keeping score. Not that we're keeping score, but if we were keeping score, it would be Daniel 2, Adam 0.
You guys, I just want you to know his lips look nothing like the words he's saying. All right. He's like.
All right. What did I say? Where I come from is Rocket is a J. Rocket J. No, Rocket. Okay.
Am I going to mute you now? This is the
last one.
Right?
Yes, but I misspoke earlier because I'm going to go with what I feel is the easiest quote, and it is not from a Marvel movie. It is from a Pixar movie. Okay. You ready? Ready?
I'm ready.
Right, here we go. Honey, where's my super suit?
Oh, God.
Honey? Where's my super suit?
Where's my something suit?
Very close. Where's my super suit?
Super suit?
Yes.
Is that The Incredibles?
It is. It's from The Incredibles.
You're still muted.
It is. It is from The Incredibles. It is Frozone says to it when he decides to get back. He's got Samuel Jackson. He's like, honey, where's my super suit? You aren't going out there to fight that? No, I'm just like, yeah. Anyway, there you go. So is Daniel 2, Adam 1 on that one. There you go. I don't know. I don't know if people will like that or not, but if you like that, we can do other.
Give us a call on the voicemail and let us know.
On voicemail kind of a thing there. Anyway, now that means that we can go and do this.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret.
Excellent. I wonder if Blind Guy Jay would do well in that contest.
He probably would.
Probably. He would feel. He would feel the screen.
Oh no, he wouldn't do good. What am I thinking? Deaf guy Jay would do really good.
Yeah, deaf guy Jay would do great, but blind guy Jay, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I have this other friend, deaf guy Jay. I get him confused with blind guy Jay. It's just.
Yeah, he has a hearing bird. A hearing bird that he takes with him to Vegas all the time. Anyway, I'm not sure if a hearing bird is a thing or not, but it should be, I feel like. Now, I got to ask you this, Adam. You've written this down as Crustacean 17. I believe this comes in from Sation 17, who was just in the chat room.
I don't know, because I can't understand what the hell he's saying.
All right, well, yes.
I think a deaf bird, a hearing bird, or whatever.
A hearing bird, yes.
They would peck on the shoulder of the guy.
The deaf person, yes.
Morse code.
Morse code. Okay.
Yeah.
You know. That's why deaf people have such bruised shoulders.
Yes, exactly.
They have a bird poking on it all day.
Yep.
I wounded myself. It was my pecking shoulder, and now I can't hear.
This whole time, I thought he was saying Crustacean 17, and it's Sation. Like the whole time he's been calling the past 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, Sation 17.
And I put him in the database as Crustacean 17.
That's his father. His father's Crustacean. But that's all right. You know, you just,
I thought he was really like a SpongeBob fan, or you know, really likes lobster. I don't know.
Who calls in the voicemail under the sea? Crustacean 17. All right, here we go. Let's play this.
Hi guys, it's Crustacean 17 here. I'm calling for the contact segment.
Wait, in response to. Mm-hmm. He says, "Hi guys, it's Crustacean 7." He's saying his name,
Chris,
and then his screen name.
Oh, that's what
it sounds like, Crustacean.
Right, but it's not. It's Sation 17.
He needs to enunciate when he calls in.
I have no such requirement. You're free. You can call us anytime, Sation 7. I am not Adam Burns. I am not.
Chat room, listen to this again.
My tone color is much better than Alan.
He sounds condescending. That's what I'm going to say. Okay, play it again. Play it again. Sorry. I'll shut up.
Oh, Crustacean 17.
Not just last week's, but the week before's. I hadn't gotten around to calling you guys. Anyway. First of all, Tagalog, it's no longer in the Google Translate archives, but you can choose Cebuano, which is a related language also in the Philippines, and then you pretty much get similar results from it. They're similar enough languages. Adam, you can talk to Mark about that. Yeah, Cebuano and Tagalog, they should be similar enough that they're reasonably understandable, intelligible.
Cebuano?
Next, Marina Sirtis, she is Greek. I don't believe she has any Middle Eastern blood. I can check the
Greek Middle Eastern
interconnected web, whatever. For
look, she has big eyebrows, is what Adam is basically trying to say.
I pronounce nose, and
here's wait. I'm sorry. While we've got him paused here, I can't find Sigawiga.
He's saying Cebuano.
Cebuano. I do not see that. I see Sudanese. I see Somali. I see Slovenian. Sinhala. Sesotho, Serbian, but I see no.
It's spelled with a C.
Ah, Cebuano. Now I could say, like, now you can understand me, mittens.
No.
Yes, I can say. Oh, I can't pronounce it.
All right. So I am no expert.
Karan Nwa Imang Mahimo Meskabut Kakano Guantis?
You could probably have Google say that, right?
No, not all of them have the prints.
So while he's paused, I will say this.
Yes.
Crustacean 17.
Crustacean 17. Yes.
I am not an expert, but I did play this voicemail in front of Mark, and he got a really confused look on his face, and he says to me, Cebuano is nothing like Tagalog. And he has been to islands where they speak Cebuano, and he had absolutely fucking no idea what they were saying. So
wouldn't it be funny? Was it just like one of those, like, it was just his tone color thing? It was just like, he's like, oh, I can't understand Cockney. Cockneys, I just can't understand what, actually speaking English. And it's just like, I can't understand Cockney. I'm too high class to understand that.
Yeah. So he said, in his opinion, they are not alike, and he cannot understand Cebuano.
There you go.
But I don't, you could be right, and maybe he, you know, he speaks Tagalog.
Actually, you know, Filipino is a choice. Someone is asking me, can't I just use Filipino is a choice, but it does not say Tagalog next to it. It just says Filipino. So you should,
that's probably Tagalog, yeah.
You should ask Mittens that. A little homework there for you, Adam. Oh, I'm sorry, we were right in the middle of his phone call. Let's get back to
it. But as I understand it, she is Greek. Spoilers. I do not mind spoilers. In fact, I've not seen the new Star Wars movie, and that's partly because I just haven't gotten off my thin ass and gone and seen it. I probably will just be buying it straight to DVD anyway, because that's just how I tend to do things. But anyway,
Kylo Ren is Han's son, and he kills him. He kills
Han
Solo.
Who watches DVDs nowadays?
It's people that buy satellite radio.
They do.
I'm going to put this in my DVD player.
I'm working on Mark's Mac. I need to install dual boot Windows 7 using Boot Camp. And I'm going to have to burn an install disk for Windows 7. Here's the thing.
You know, before anyone jumps down our throats for like making fun of DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff, I'm sorry. Mark my words, 5 years from now, that is going to sound as relevant as me saying, well, I have it on my jazz drive.
I got a Super 8 here.
I got it on my
track. Sorry,
I got it on my iOmega jazz drive over here, right. And we're just moving away from it. It's going to be somewhere in the cloud. It'll just be in your cloud account somewhere. Yeah. Just say that.
Don't mind them. So when I heard that Han died, no problem. Nerd stuff, you asked for opinions, love them. Keep doing them. Thank
Yay.
You. Finally, that city is Durrell. It's not like you would immediately know that one would pronounce it Durrell. It's like people looking at this one city in New York called Mamaroneck, and not knowing how one pronounces it because who pronounces Mamaroneck except for anyway.
I've seen that one. Yeah.
Thank you guys. Love your show. Talk to you later. Bye.
Aw, thank you, Station 70 or Chris. Yes.
Sometimes I just wish I would find the time to actually listen to you guys live sometimes, like I have done sometimes, just because there are just sometimes when you guys just talk and I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's blah, 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 like Cebuano 2 weeks ago. But yeah, bye.
You theoretically, you did make it to the chat room tonight, although there's a Crustacean 17 in the chat room now, and I'm not sure that's actually him.
The chat room likes to confuse us. Well, they like to confuse
us. We're not
going to
say that the chat room likes to play jokes on us, but they do.
They
like
do.
They like to play jokes
They
on
pretend
us.
To be other people.
But they do.
But they're not.
Hey, thank you, Station, or yeah. Chris Station, or Crustacean. We don't care. We love it all. Chris
Station 17. Station 17. Thank you.
Did you catch that little bit about getting his thin ass off the couch? It's just kind of like going like, ah, fine, yeah. He's basically, because we always say fat ass, and he's like, that's his little way of saying, I'm not a big fatty.
I'm thin. Look at me.
I'm a little crustacean, lives under the sea.
Me and my DVD.
Can I put that on my DVD? Now, you know, I'm sorry. It was just an expression. It's kind of like saying I'm going to use, you know, a Band-Aid, and you actually just use an adhesive bandage, whatever. Maybe he's just saying when I get it on DVD, he just means I'm going to get it when I purchase the movie.
He could.
He sounds young, so I don't think he's like, you know. I don't think he's like Big Fatty. Big Fatty has those little commemorative movie boxes that he buys.
Uh-huh.
That he puts into what is it called? It's called the virtual history system. I don't know if you've seen that before or not.
Virtual history.
But yeah, it's the virtual history system. It's called VHS for short, but it's the virtual history system that you put these little commemorative movie. So when a movie comes out, they actually shrink down the poster and put it on these little cardboard boxes. Then you slide that into the virtual history system, and it shows you a really shitty version of it. Like a really hideously bad quality version of that movie.
No, it's a virtual civilization recorder.
Oh, it's a virtual history system, but it's the virtual creation recorder. Yeah.
Civilization.
Virtual civilization. I don't know. Yeah. It sounds very Lutheran. Anyway, so let's get to our next phone call, shall we, Adam? This one comes in from the redoubtable, is that a word? I think the iconoclastic and redoubtable Kathy Bacon.
Yes.
Okay, so this is kind of a contact call, so... Anyway, my husband went to some crane training, so it's kind of contact, kind of a tech segment.
Right.
Whatever. What's the question? Tech question. So anyway, but it's not really. So anyway, my husband goes to crane school or whatever, and then he says the software that they gave me or whatever. So I got a dongle. but it doesn't work on the laptop that I have because 32 versus 64 or something like that, okay?
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, I said, hey, I said, I know someone. I said, his name is Daniel. I said, I could ask Daniel if he'd call you because his company is telling him we're not going to spend $1,700 to buy you a new laptop or whatever. And blah, blah, blah. Of course, you know, they made them over $1 million this year, probably $2 million. But whatever, they're not going to spend that money on a laptop. So the thing about it is my husband does not really take no for an answer. And I have a feeling within the next 4 to 6 months, I'm probably going to be footing the bill for this new laptop. So anyway, I said to him, I said, well, how about I give Daniel your number? And then I just ask him to call you. You can explain the situation. I said, he does computer crap all the time or whatever and builds his own. I said, he could probably, you know, tell you what to do. Or, of course, you know, my son, Derek, is pretty smart, too, about this stuff. Or whatever.
Right.
So,
anyway, I'll go, of course, I'll go
no,
that, yes.
No, I know everything, so I don't need Daniel, you know. So then finally he tells me that the company said, yeah, we'll price it up or whatever. We'll have somebody else give us a price, whatever. So blah, blah, blah. About two nights ago, he's sitting there and he goes, so Tim, the IT guy or whatever, called me and he's like telling me about this other place was whatever, so he's still doing some whatever. And then I told him, well, my wife knows someone. And then I said, this is what I said to Gerald. Using Daniel is off the table. I said, he's no longer an option. Why? Did you say something to him? And I said, no, and I'm not going to because I told you that 4 times and you weren't interested. So anyway, so I don't know. I said,
but now you just did.
I just run 2 hard drives.
Now you just did, though.
In the chat room.
Yes.
Crustacean17 says, is this in Tagalog?
This is in Tagalog. Yeah. Thank you, Kathy Bacon or whatever.
I'm offended. So she goes down the list of like every person she knows that knows something about technology and completely skips over me.
Right. Who's Gerald? Gerald's met you.
She's like,
see, Gerald actually has met you in the flesh. So yeah.
She's like, Daniel knows about technology. My son, the dog. You know, she's like going down the list of everyone. It doesn't even, you know,
you feel like she would call your house and you've got, is Sydney there?
Here I am.
Can I speak to your dog, please?
Now, I'm probably wrong about this, but it confuses me that they're saying it's a 32-bit versus 64-bit issue.
Okay.
Because your current Windows 64-bit operating system,
yes,
can run 32-bit applications.
You are absolutely correct. The inverse is not true, but that is correct. A 64-bit can run 32-bit applications.
So
it runs in what is called a 32-bit protected mode. But no, a 64-bit program cannot run on a 32-bit computer. Like, so okay. If you have Windows...
I didn't know they wrote any applications and that were just 64-bit.
Oh, yeah, no, actually, more and more. Actually, there's if in the lovely world of World of Warcraft, which tries to stay as backwards compatible as problem, there's actually a 32-bit client that you have to download if you're not running a 64-bit operating system. By the way, if you're running Windows 10, Windows 8 or 10, you're running a 64-bit operating system. Don't worry about that. Macintosh is a 64-bit operating system. Always has been. So this has nothing to do with the chip processing speed or anything like that. This really just has to do with how much memory it can address. It's like, and for some reason, for a long time, you know, Windows decided that, hey, it makes a really good idea to limit it at 32 bits, which would be roughly 4.5 gigs.
Right? Would there be a hardware limitation that they couldn't just upgrade the operating system to 64-bit?
No, because unless they're running on like a 286 or something. No, there's no modern reason for that.
So then that would be cheaper than buying a new laptop.
Yes, it would. Long the chart of it is, yes, it would. But that's all right. But they like to get you with that stuff, right? They like to, this machine won't run. It's bullshit. It just has to do with the addressable memory space. It doesn't have anything to do with the processing on it. So it's not like, All right, let's get to our next phone call here, Adam. This one comes in from, I'm scared to say, because I'm pretty sure that on the last show, I might have implied that Scotty was from England. But I know that's not true, but I have a feeling I'm going to get an earful.
G'day, Adam. G'day, Daniel.
Hello, Scotty.
I've got a comment from your little show that was probably like in December ages ago. And my comment is, Adam, that's because Daniel is the nice one. Right. Now, I can't remember why I was going to say that.
That is so not true.
Adam was bitching about something.
Right.
I don't know, Daniel getting...
Right.
Christmas gifts or
right.
something. I don't know
Christmas
what it was.
Gifts,
but anyway,
right.
that's the reason why. Number two, Kathy Bacon.
Oh, God.
You cannot say you prefer jam over jelly and then talk about using a squeeze bottle. The very definition of jam is that it has like chunks of fruit in
it,
as opposed to
fruit,
just being high fructose corn syrup, like everything in America is. Mm-hmm. So if you used a squeeze bottle,
you'd lose
to
the lumps.
Squeeze out your jam, it's still jelly. Sorry. Okay. What else was I going to say?
You should use Trello to write these things down.
Oh, Big Fatty.
Oh, yes.
International calls are too expensive, so Big Fatty, this is for you. Thank you for blocking all of Daniel's entries into the competition. I didn't think you would do it, but I'm glad that you did.
Yes.
Finally, my payback for Daniel blocking me and the Little Aussie Butler podcast on everything on the internet. Okay, bye. Love you, Adam.
Well, I would have said I loved you too, but you're saying that I'm the mean one?
What? He didn't say you were the mean one. He said I was the nice one.
You were the, well, that implies that I'm the not nice
one. No, it doesn't.
One.
You know what? I'm tired of this argument too about the whole Stephen Avery thing. It's like, so you're saying that the police murdered a woman and that, no, we're not saying that they murdered, that the police murdered the person. I'm just saying they took advantage of a murdered woman to frame someone for that murder. That's all. See, he didn't say you were the.
I don't see what that has to do with Scotty's call.
He said he didn't say you were the mean one. You jumped to that conclusion yourself.
Well,
he said I was a nice one. Anyway, thank you, Scotty, for that call. I do appreciate it.
Now, I want to say everything in America comes in squeeze bottles. So you can't really. I mean, mayonnaise in squeeze bottles, ketchup in squeeze bottles, jam and jelly in squeeze bottles.
No, jelly in squeeze bottles.
Now, let me tell you something else that comes in a squeeze bottle, Daniel, that I bet you were not even aware of.
Probably not. What?
Cilantro now comes in a squeeze bottle.
That's somebody thinking there.
Now, what the hell they're putting with that cilantro to make it
squeezable?
Like squeezable, like a, it's like a gel. It's like a cilantro
suspension.
Gel.
Really, it's a non-nutritious suspension gel. It's delicious. It's delicious.
Because for whatever reason, the grocery store was out of cilantro the other day. How you ran out of cilantro, I don't know.
You got the squeeze tube of cilantro? Did you
and
like
so
squeeze
I had to get the squeeze
bit?
Tube because I needed cilantro for something. So I got this squeeze tube of cilantro.
So the chat room is asking very, very rightly so, is asking, why does Scotty always have a wind and highway noises in the background? And someone says, perhaps he's on the run, like he's a little Aussie fugitive.
He is.
He's searching for the one-legged man who blocked his podcast from the internet. And until he
he's
gets
really
justice.
A hobbit.
Until
he's
he gets
hobbit.
Justice, he will roam the earth.
He's returning the ring. He's on a mission. He's on a mission, yeah.
With Samwise and with his posse, his little hobbit posse. Hey, we got one phone call left, Adam. Let's see what that one's all about.
Hey, guys. So I'm done with this little contest that I was running over on the BFO.
Fixed.
And I was wondering if you guys wanted to do a contest. This would be my contest idea for your show. Mm-hmm. No one calls in. Everyone who calls in, which will be no one, their name will be tossed in a hat, and then a name will be drawn, which there won't be a name drawn because no one will call in. And then the prize will be
nothing.
Huge.
Right.
Really huge, but undisclosed.
$1.3
no
billion.
So we could do that contest if you want. We could run it from like today to infinity. Just kidding. All right. Well, I don't know why I'm calling. I think I'm calling because I'm listening to this really dry, boring.
She says she doesn't know why she's calling. And it's like, I can see on the slider, there's 2/3 of the phone call left. She hasn't even gotten to the halfway mark in this phone call.
And Kathy Bacon, you're saying no one would call. Point in fact, or whatever that saying is, we had 13 phone calls for this little episode. And not all of them got played because they weren't all winners.
They weren't. We only play winners. If your tone color's not right, we don't play your phone call because we only play winners. Christina says she always gets lost on Kathy. We all get lost on Kathy.
How would they card you want to get rid of? I'll give you my address or whatever. But if you're done Christmas cards, and you didn't have to pay $3 for it, rush mailing. I've never heard of rush mailing. So are you all playing the mail something to Farty?
No.
I mailed him 22 cards already.
Oh,
so
my God.
Hopefully they'll start trickling in. And, you know, he can. When is his. I got to go.
I think we were also disappointed that she had to end the call. Thank you so much for calling, Kathy. Ooh. And
we do. We appreciate you calling.
Look, we have a contest already.
We do. What is our contest? Oh, yeah, the Celebrity Death Phone.
Celebrity Death Phone.
Longest running contest on the internet.
Ever.
On the internet. The entire internet.
But everyone still loves it.
They do, because it's easy to do.
It's a crowd pleaser.
It celebrates death.
You kill someone, and then you call in. It's easy.
And maybe you might win, a very low, small amount of money.
If Adam has heard of them, which is like no one.
Let's get out of there. 3, 2, 1. Don't know what I'm doing. Adam, what's your week look like? What you got going on?
Nothing. I hate it. I need to, when we're in this kind of no trip, kind of doldrum season, and so nothing exciting is going on at all. So I have nothing to talk about on the show. Yeah. We'll probably get together with my parents to do Christmas because I was not able to do a gift exchange with them.
Oh, so kind of a belated Christmas.
Yeah, so I'll probably cook dinner Friday night or something and have them over.
Nice.
And then I have my weekly my monthly voyage to St. Louis on Saturday.
Wow. Voyage to St. Louis. The only city with a handle, I'm going to say. So yeah, no, it is. It is kind of the January doldrums and everything. We've reached that time of year, I think, when people are...
I think there's a word for it. Or a saying.
A saying for it?
The January doldrums are called Vera Free Zone.
DI Plus is written, recorded... Oh, shit. Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. I need to change that also. Not the number, but the saying that goes before
change
it. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Yeah, I need to do that. I need to change that now.
Now they want to call us Dubbins just to do some other annoying thing.
All right. There's a reason why we're changing our names that you were just too chicken shit to say. So you know what? Next show, we're gonna talk about it. We're going to talk about it, Adam. We're going to talk about why we're changing our name. And politely, we're just going to be grown-ups about it. We're going to politely ask people to stop doing the thing that bugs you.
Okay.
Because we're not going to let you metaphorically live with people smoking pot in the hotel room next door. We're going to make that phone call to the manager next week.
No, I don't want to call the manager.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.